and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand.
See you live off the record with Zhivago Lang is brought to you by Bahamas Air, City of Hope, Dunkin' Donuts, May's Pancake Place, Pinder Town, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Royal Star Assurance, and Star General. Insurance made simple.
Welcome. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Zhivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust that you are doing well. If you're not, stay tuned. Stay tuned. We got some words for you today. If you want to give us a call today, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Or 325-4316. 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. 422-4796. So you can watch 43. It's 439-3043. So this is a kind of a motivational Monday for me, where sensing, as sometimes I do, the human struggles that we go through, and how for some of us, some people, the struggle is so demanding that it is not unthinkable that there are some people who believe that they are going under, that they won't survive it. There are people who believe that. Or there are people who believe that it is so significant how they won't go under. And then there's some people who, you know, they're putting up a fight. They're fighting, but they feel like they are treading water, but losing ground, right? And no matter how much you talk about what is happening in the world, what Mr. Trump is doing, what Mr. Trudeau was doing, what Mia Motley is doing, what Prime Minister Davis is doing, no matter how much you talk about what is happening in the country, good, bad, and ugly, these people can only be preoccupied with the struggle of trying to survive. Now, this is nothing new on planet Earth. I mean, this is not new. People have confronted struggle time immemorial. It's certainly nothing new in the Bahamas. Through generations, struggle has been real for many and continues to be real for many. So it's not, it would be unfair, unrealistic to suggest like this is some brand new something. You know, someone said to me the other day, they said, Mr. Langman, we can't take this no more. We can't take another 5 years of this. That's what they said to me. And I thought to myself, wow, when me and Ingram then were in office, that's the same thing people were saying when we were in office. They were saying, oh, we can't take another 5 years of this. right? And the same thing happened when Pinlin was in office, and happened when Christie was in office, and happened when the same mantra. Can't take more of this. Which really is to confirm that many of the things that agonize us in this country, many of the things that we find so problematic, have been persistent things over time. So they only added to the personal struggles that so many people are having. It's very real, whether they are familial struggles, they are struggles between spouses, or struggles between intimate partners, or struggles between parents and children, or between siblings, or between aunts or uncles or cousins, or whatever whether it's those struggles, or whether the struggles are physical, having to contend with some disease that is plaguing the body, and maybe even to some degree terminal in nature, or whether the struggle is financial, with having to battle the no money versus others who have to battle too little money, or others who have to battle, well, I had enough money, but now ain't enough no more because I didn't things and change on me, or I didn't change, and or whatever it is in the way of finances. Or maybe it's some psychological struggle where people have mental issues that they're trying to, like they have somatic related issues, or some issues that are just purely psychological in nature. It could be dementia, it could be amnesia, it could be schizophrenia, it could be a bipolarism, or any number of things that people could be confronted with today. Or it could be spiritual. Shivago Lang believes there are spiritual things. I believe that our world consists of bounded things that can be detected with the senses, even if requiring some device to help us go beyond our immediate sensual capacity, like a microscope or a telescope or these kinds of things. But there are unbounded realities in this world. That's what spirit means. And the spirit means unbounded. It means that you're dealing with a thing that has no beginning and no end. You know, not on the in no physical boundary. You could always tell a physical thing. The physical thing has a physical boundary. You can tell where it starts and where it ends relative to everything else around it. But with the spirit, that's like the wind. Where it start and where it end? What's the edge of the wind? Anybody know what the edge of the wind is? Where the wind begins? How tall is the wind? How big is the wind? And the wind is physical, but it's as close to spiritual as you get. No wonder the Hebrew word for spirit is Ruach. Jesus said, the Bible said, when he gave up the ghost, he said, "And do I command my Ruach?" That's how you say it. It's like breath. It's like breathing. I think it's R-U-A-C-H or something like that. So I believe in that. And people can have real spiritual struggles. And so I wanted to pause today, say to you, to say to people, to say to us, careful. Careful where you let your mind take you. You heard the words I use? Careful where you let your mind take you. Now, a defective mind can almost overtake the person. So I can't, if a person is incapable now in their defective mind state, say to them or maybe they even listen. But those of us who are capable, and here's the thing now, listen to me carefully. If you are capable of being aware of yourself as an actor, Listen to me. If you are capable of observing yourself acting or about to act, then you have a mind that you can let or not let, because you have awareness that is capable of saying, well, listen, look at where I'm going. Your personal emotions, your relationships with other people, intimate or otherwise, your civilian participation in this society, there are tons and tons of things that are taking place in your life and around you that have nothing to do with anything other than where we and others are letting our minds take us. See, I have come to learn that our thinking is less, in most instances, something we do than something that happens to us, because the brain is ever flowing with thoughts. And you are not, and I am not voluntarily delivering these thoughts up to our minds. We know that to be true. You be sitting in church, your mind gone on 10,000 things that don't have nothing to do with church. You be sitting at work, trying to do your work, and your mind goes and floats into all kinds of things. Sometimes you could be in Europe. Sometimes you could be in Africa. Sometimes you could be back in your home. Sometimes you'd be in the yard. But you didn't say to yourself, okay, let's think about these things. So thinking oftentimes happens to us. But here's the real kicker. While we may not be responsible for this train, literal, T-R-A-I-N, train of thoughts that pop into our minds, we are often times responsible for whether we get on board of that train and let it take us where it is going. So you don't know somebody. You don't know this person. You really don't know them from Adam. You just encountered them one or two times. And when you did, they were not very smiley. Your brain says, because it's off, always looking for danger. It's always looking for things that might be a threat to us. Your brain says, they must not like me. That's the train. The train is on the track. They must not like me. Probably because I's PLP. Probably because I's FNM. They might not like me. Probably because my daddy is who my daddy is. Probably because my mommy is who my mommy is. Probably because I'm smarter than them. Probably because they think they look better than me. They don't like me. That's the train. And cheap. The train is decorating itself and picking up speed. And we are oftentimes on board the train. And we get on board the train. And so this train of she don't like me takes me to what destination? The destination of hate. A destination of conflict. Based on what? An observation I made that she don't like me. Maybe you weren't even the subject or object of her concerns or thoughts. Maybe on all the occasions on which you saw her, she just wasn't in a good mood and wasn't in no smiley mood, the smiley with you. Maybe weren't even thinking about you. I know I've been there. You walking, moving around, and honest to goodness, the things that preoccupy in your mind, the last thing you're thinking about is anybody looking at you, looking, waiting for a smile. And so we hop on board the train. Now, an aware person might stop and say, look at that train going. Look at this train. Why should I? What is the basis on which I could truly say somebody does not like me?
Can I get in somebody's heart? Can I get in somebody's mind? Did somebody actually do something physically to me that demonstrates some disregard because they're now trying to injure me? Can somebody not reserve to themselves the right not to speak to somebody they don't want to speak to? Not because they don't like them, but just that's just ain't interested. And me not take it as something they're doing to me versus something they are doing for themselves. But that's not what we often do. We take the train where it's trying to carry us. We end up in places, we end up in spaces, we end up in situations, we end up in circumstances that can cause us and others injury or harm. Many, many of our struggles arise out of our challenge. I wouldn't say inability, because I think we have the ability. We need to find the way, and we need to practice it. But out of the struggle we have, minds carry us where it wants to take us. The unaware mind, the mind that's acting almost on base impulses, not on a higher intellectual, mature plane of acting. And so we feel out of control, man. Like, we have no control in this world. Like, man, Shivago, listen, but your world, listen, man, listen, I feel like every day I just waking up to go do the dictates of something that's driving me to survive, and just because I don't feel like I'm living. Like, I'm alive. Like, I'm a person who is actually a sentient, creative, free being. I am really locked in to all the demands of a world and a life that I have created and now have no control over. Anybody hear where I'm coming from? Feel what I'm saying? Seriously, I'm dead serious. See, I see something coming. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I am not a prophet. I am not prophesying. I'm talking out of my instinctual, calculating, observational brain. That's what I'm talking about. I see something coming in this world. And if we are overwhelmed now, if we feel out of control now, when this comes, it's going to be worse. Something is happening in our world. Something really, really. I can't say it's new under the sun, because I happen to believe the scriptures when it says that there's not new under the sun. But because it ain't new under the sun, but it can be new for me and y'all. Other people may have gone through this, but not us. Something is happening in our world. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll continue talking about it. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I mashed the car. The lady run into me, marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Are you ready to elevate your day with a burst of flavor? Look no further than Dunkin'. Your ultimate everything delicious. From our freshly brewed coffee that is sure to pick you up to our signature frozen beverages that will cool you down. And don't forget our mouth-watering sandwiches made to order all day. Dunkin' has it all. And of course, our lineup of fresh donuts, muffins, and more. Mm. Dive into a world of yummy flavors at Dunkin' and bring joy to your day. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
For over half a century, we've been more than just an airline. We've been a bridge, connecting families, dreams, and memories across the islands and beyond. Behind every seat sold and every journey planned, there's a dedicated team committed to making air travel affordable and accessible to everyone. At Bahamas Air, we're not just building connections. We're building a safe and dependable airline where quality service is paramount and an excellent travel experience is our priority. Wherever you're going, we're here to take you there with care, with heart, and with the promise of unforgettable journeys. We are family, and just like family, we're committed to taking care of our own. Your Bahamas Air is our Bahamas Air, because here at Bahamas Air, we don't just fly here.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. I'll up if you feel like you've been down the same road. This is issue.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Line, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on God Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call on this, I call it a motivational Monday, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316, or you can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720, or you can text me, so you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. You know, there's a lot going on. There's a lot coming at us. I don't think there's any doubt about that, right? There is a lot coming at us in this world today. We already had to contend with our local struggles, already had to do so, right? The day-to-day requirements of living, the day-to-day demands of work, the day-to-day struggles of just living in a problematic world. We already had to deal with that. We already had to deal with the national issues that confront us, with some regularity. You know, we talk about them very often. So we already had to do that. There were already global issues that we had to contend with. But the global issues have taken on a new really new intensity. Oh, you hear me? We have a tropical chipping. The shipping enterprise that practically brings in, I don't know what percentage, but a significant percentage of the freight that comes into the Bahamas, and
we rely on freight to bring in most of what we consume in this country, sends out a note. A note that they may be charged $1 million for every vessel entering a port in the United States of America on a vessel that was owned by or something built by China. China. Do you know what that kind of cost reality could mean for the cost of things in this country? Shipping is already a challenge, already a problem, already a significant cost to the things that we have to consume in the Bahamas. Already, when you're an island country like ours, the shipping is already always an added cost. And it is serious. Ain't no little bit. It's serious. Shipping cost. And on top of that, the threat, that's another something to deal with. The U.S. and the U.S. economy is struggling under the weight of the new policies being implemented by the government of the United States of America. And if that level of concern and confidence wanes significantly, it is going to dampen and bring down the U.S. economy, and with it, the sentiments of the people who come and say, oh, I think I can go take a break and go visit the Bahamas. So we have a lot coming at us, and we ain't seen nothing yet. Listen, we ain't seen nothing yet. And it is against that backdrop that I say, already steady your mind, ready, steady your heart. Because if you feel you're out of control now, if you don't wake up, you ain't seen nothing yet. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hey, great, sure, Mr. Lang, how you doing?
Hey, right here.
Yeah, wait a minute. I think the problem is, right, that we suffer from a problem we had from years and years and years ago. The problem is the fact that we in the Bahamas feel as though the global events don't affect us. We stick our head in the sand like an ostrich, that global events and things that go around the society outside the Bahamas don't affect us. That's why we're going to have the effects, and a lot of people are going to suffer from this, because they're not going to be prepared. I prepared myself a long time ago from Trump start with all these tariffs and all that it's going to get bad. It's going to get extremely bad. Food prices are going to go high. You know. I'm not going to call the food surname, but you know food prices are going to get extremely high because shipping containers are going to be charged. Freight and everything is going up. So obviously, common sense should tell people that certain things will go sky high. I predict that we're going to actually have another recession. I mean, you don't really want to say it, right? But it is what it is. The United States of America has lost trillions of dollars in the last couple of days. So,
the thing about it is...
Imagine the people in the Farm the Island. Gas prices high. Everything is going to be ridiculous. Now, the problem is how we're going to face these situations. I think that we're going
Listen. That's what we're talking about today. See, I use the global situation. I talked about our local situation. I use them as a backdrop to what I'm really trying to say to people is, you do have more control than you think, but you gotta be awake.
I get what you said. See, that's the second problem, why people are going to have problems with this situation. Because to be honest with you, we are very tingly people, and we're actually really spoiled as a society. Mm-hmm. We are extremely spoiled in the sense that we are used to high stakes of living. We have 3 sets of meals a day. Some people in certain countries could only afford one.
This is true.
We have lots of comfort. And use 30, sometimes 30, 40 minutes in the shower. Some countries
we got
can't
lots
even
of creatures. Hello?
So we were going to have to actually make some type of adjustments, right? But the problem is, too, in making adjustments, it's going to cause a lot of restraints that we put on ourselves that we're not going to prepare to do. We're going to have to actually separate the things, the difference between needs and wants. Where I think that us in the Bahamian society has a problem of, we got to the point that we don't even know the difference between needs and wants anymore. I'm going to hang up and wait for you to respond.
Appreciate you calling, man. Appreciate you calling. It makes lots of sense. Lots of good sense. I can't argue with what was said. This isn't a criticism because this happens to be true. We have been very fortunate in the Bahamas, in the main. I'm not talking about everyone. There's some people in this country who've had a rough time, a difficult time, a challenging time. But lots and lots of us have lived with high material comfort, right? And that's don't feel bad about that. Don't feel ashamed about that. So that's a great thing. It's great to have comfort. None of us wants our children to struggle. Like, we don't want our children to suffer. Let me not say struggle. We don't want them to suffer. Sensible people don't mind their children struggling because struggling brings strength. We don't want them to suffer. Even suffering could bring strength, but we're not trying to own suffering as something that you should clothe yourself with, and because it's a good thing. Suffering is a bad thing, and it's a part of a defective world. But. In the face of a defective world with struggle, you have to have a mindset to go through rather than to go under. Right? And so that's the thing here we're talking about is our minds. Let me tell you all something. I tell you all it coming, all kinds of things coming at you, all kinds of stuff. So right now you caught up in your own personal life, right? You're trying to get by. You're trying to make ends meet. You're trying to pay the bills. You're trying to cover all your debts. You're trying to do all these things, et cetera, as you ought, if they are your obligations, right? But then you have to contend with the global movements that are changing things, man. They're changing things up. Listen, you are folks right now who would readily and easily, who have to think twice about that now. They have to think twice about it. Because some of these people thought, oh, I got dual citizenship between me and the Bahamas and the U.S. and the U.S. and Trinidad, the U.S. and Jamaica, etc. And now you got to figure out, make sure you're using the right passport for the right entry and consistent here and consistent there, because otherwise these people then will hold you up if they don't lock you up. People got to consider this now in this dispensation. You living in America and you illegal and you've been there living comfortably for a little while. You it's wrong, and now you have to doubly think about your circumstances. But not only that, you're illegal and have to doubly think about your circumstances because you ain't know if you can get caught up in the wide net or the immigration hall. You could be a visiting Bahamian and they get caught up in that. But bro, I trying to go home. I came to visit for 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I get home. But that ain't enough. It could not be enough. Why? Of what is taking place now? This is a different thing. Right? And it doesn't only have ramifications in the United States of America. It has ramifications across the globe, across the planet. And what I'm saying is, with all that going on, soon, all the voices are going to come. Turn on you and say, Put me in power. Keep me in power. Soon, that coming too. Very soon. And oh, you're going to hear this and you're going to hear that from this one and that side and the next side, etc. And so now on top of all that's going on, all you've been bombarded with, you have that to deal with too. Where's your mind? Mind your mind. Where's your mind? Mind your mind. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We go into this, we go into this. Going to get them pancakes, waffles, omelets, ribs, breakfast sandwich, love the taste. Try our French, don't stuff your face. Come to Nez Pancake, please. We go into this, yes, we go into this. Woo, gonna eat that chicken and fries, pork and rice, juicy burgers, taste so nice. Rock, comb, chicken wings, come and try all we did.
Nez Pancake Place, located behind Sunshine Laundromat on Settlers Way. Call 351-5456 to place your order today.
When my brother-in-law died, he left my sister with all kind of bills and no life insurance. I realized me and my husband need to plan for the future. We went to Star General and got a final expense plan. Sign up from age 50 to 85 and get up to $30,000 to cover your final expenses. No medical exam and the premium never goes up. No matter what life has planned, we'll have the final expense plan from Star General, agents of New Providence Life Insurance Company.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. Take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so on 323-6232 or 325-4316 from the Family Islands. You can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on producer, we good? We good? Let me make sure I'm good. I don't know what that was just now. It wasn't me. Hello, are we on? Am I good? Are we good? Any of my callers, are you listening to me on the show? Can you hear me? Let me know, because I'm a little bit in the dark. Okay, good. Thank you. Appreciate it. So things are getting erratic and will get even more erratic. Things will get even more hectic. Things will get even more demanding. And I want you to know that many, many, many things happening around you has but one interest: to capture you. Can I say that again? Many things. So whether it's the commercial world, the business world, and that, this is not a criticism. This is not a bad thing. This is what they do. This is what their interest is. They are offering products and services, and they have an interest in capturing your mind in their interest. And those who are operating within the religious sphere, they are also seeking to capture your mind in what they would tell you is God's interest, right? True or untrue. But that's what they will tell you. And those who are in the political arena are interested in capturing your mind in their interest. And you can't stop people from doing what they do in their interest. The question is, are you doing what you need to do in your interest? And your interest isn't, my interest isn't, cannot be just me, mind you, right? I do have order requirement to sustain myself. That's just that. I cannot even be good to other people if I can't be good to myself. You ask anybody who has struggled with challenges, with health challenges, with incapacitation, etc. They will tell you, as much as they love the people around them, their spouse, their children, their relatives, as much as they would want to help them, the limitations of their bodies, circumstances, make that very difficult to do. So protecting and preserving your personal interest is important, but any sensible human being, any wise human being on planet Earth knows that in many respects, I am only as good off as we are good off. You don't believe that? You let everybody around you get tuberculosis. Who do you think is going to give you the threat of tuberculosis or some other communicable disease? And that's why we have a public health mandate. That's why we do things that protect the public health, because we are not in it by ourselves. But we have to have an awakening that seeks to protect, preserve, and advance our interest, as well as the collective interests of our country. But be careful that that's what you're focused on and not these partisan. Should I tell you all? all kind of stuff coming at you, man. But listen, I don't know if I'm making myself clear. I'm serious. I'm not having any stream of consciousness today talk. That's not what I'm seeking to do. I'm telling you, man. I am genuinely telling you, put first things first in your life, right? And mind and mind of yours. Don't be no fool. Don't be no fool. As much as lie in you, try to have a clear mind. Let me tell you something. Listen to me. In 2025, even permit your slavish indoctrination to anything keep you from being free to think about everything. Let me say that again. In 2025, do not allow, do not permit your slavish indoctrination to anything keep you from being able to think clearly about everything. Everything. Some of us, our sanity will depend on our ability to think clearly, even about things that we have thought the same way about for decades and decades, all our lives. All right? Thank you. I hear you guys telling me you can hear me. You have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
I'm sorry. I have one more question, right? You think that because of all these tariffs and all that, the next incoming government will end up having to raise what? I mean, I know they can come and promise that, oh, no taxes going up on vegan, alleviate all the pain and suffering of the Bahamian people. But we all know that's just political talk. But realistically, right? How much, because you know VAT going up, but what's the percentage you think that it might go up because of all these tariffs going up?
Thank you, brother. Appreciate your call. Appreciate your call. I'm not going to speculate about that. I don't see a straight line between those two things at all. And to be honest, like, that is secondary. Secondary to what I'm saying today. It's secondary. You hear me? Secondary. Have a clear head. Have a clear mind. You say, Shivago, well, how you do that? We can talk about it. We're going to talk about it when we come back from the break. But what I would like to do is to generate a strong desire in you to have a clear head if you don't think you do. If you think you do, still ask yourself, is it really clear? I mean, listen, folks, man. I know the way we've been doing this all the time this way and thinking this way all the time. And we've invested ourselves in this approach to things, and we've invested ourselves. And if for any of y'all who may miss and think I'm talking about help you, you are missing it, man. I'm talking not about politics. I'm talking about everything. I'm talking about everything because I'm telling you, the struggle is real and it's going to get even more real. Something is happening in our world. Y'all ever hear me talk like this before? I am not an alarmist. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But I could see and I can think. And God has given me this platform. You have indulged me in the platform. And I care. I hope you all see that I try to use this to advance our thinking. Because let me tell you something. I don't know a more valuable thing than a clear mind, really. A clear mind and a loving heart. We're going to take a break for news. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation. We'll be back after the news break.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, everybody.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so on 323-6232 or 325-4316 from the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So I have a text here that says, Z, I'm puzzled, sounds like parables in all aspects of our environment, internally and externally. And that is entirely the point. Entirely the point. So many things are going on, and more is coming. Can I say it again? Already so many things are going on. We are, and I talked about it. That's what I said. We're battling this. We're battling that. We're struggling with this. We're struggling with that. I talked about whether it's financial, physical, relationship, health, all kinds of things. And we talked about what's happening at the global, and more is coming. More is coming. And under the weight of all of that, If us, we don't have our heads clear, some of us will buckle. We will buckle, right? And the buckling doesn't mean you go out your mind, even though, to be honest, some people, that's where stress is taking them. Some people may lose their lives because they might find, like, listen, man, I'm out of here. Some people may go there. But for others of us, it's just that we don't get to live this quality, abundant life that we need and wish to live. And it has nothing to do with the material stuff around you. It has nothing to do with that stuff. It has to do with the clarity of your own thoughts as to a couple of things I want to talk about. Remember, I told you, many, many are trying to capture your mind. Do you know what beyond your freedom? What are your most valuable, one of your most valuable assets is in this world? Do you know? Your attention. Do you know that there is a description of the current economy of the world, this era, as the attention economy? NBA basketball star get paid tens of hundreds of millions of dollars because his playing, along with his colleagues, brings the attention of millions and millions and millions to that event, which is used by those trying to sell products and services to get their support. The attention economy. Why do people go on the television? Oh, come to the Bahamas, it's better in the Bahamas. Come to Barbados, come to Jamaica. We're trying to get people's attention. Why do they flash for sale signs in this store and that store? Trying to get your attention. Why do you open up your phone and hear a ding? Trying to get your attention. And these sights and sounds are not haphazardly developed. They're scientifically developed.
so that they connect with our nature as human beings. And so your attention is very valuable. And only a clear mind, not a sound mind. You have to have a sound mind, have a clear mind. But you have to have a sound mind, have a clear mind. But a clear mind, you could have a sound mind, but it's not clear. You could have a sound mind. Your mind can be sound, but that's not clear because you could be confused. You can have your priorities out of order, etc. So many people have sound mind, don't have clarity of mind because they got lots of stuff in their head. I remember I was watching a movie. Y'all remember the movie The Last Samurai? Remember that movie when Tom Cruise was trying to his opponent there in the village where they had captured him in Matsumoto's village? Remember what Matsumoto's son said to him when he kept getting beat? He said, too many mind, too many mind, too many mind. Think about this, think about that, too many mind. So it wasn't that his mind wasn't sound, it wasn't clear because it was distracted and it wasn't clear. So I'm talking about having a clear mind. What does that mean? Let me tell you all something. For what's coming, what's happening, let me tell you all something now. Okay? You ready? Or you want me to go home? You want me to leave this alone? So let me tell you all something. I'm not deadly serious. President Trump can do anything in the world he wants. About that. And no doubt some of the things in the world he does will in fact affect me and mine and you and yours. No doubt about it. Right? For good and for evil, maybe. All right? I don't know. I'm not gonna prejudge that everything he does is gonna have a negative impact or positive impact. I don't know, but it's going to have an impact because he's the president of the United States of America that matters in the world. The Canadians could do what they want. The Europeans could do what they want. I can't do anything about that. Okay? And I'm going to be here in the Commonwealth and the Bahamas, God spares my life. And Prime Minister Davis is going to do some things. I don't know what the impact is going to be, good, bad, ugly. I don't know. I can't control it. Right? Mr. Pintad will do some things. As election comes, they'll all be active, busy doing things. And the business people are going to do some things. Reacting to what is happening in the world, reacting to what is happening at home, they're going to do some things. I can't do anything about that. But I can tell you this, I could do. Let me tell you what I could do. And maybe it's instructive to you, maybe it's not. Here's what I could do. I could wake up every morning. God sent. Every morning he sent. I can wake up and I can try to be grateful every morning for the moment I'm in. Every moment for every blessing I have in every morning, I can do that. No one can stop me from doing that. Even if my body is racked with pain, even if my body is racked with disease, even if my body is troubled by something, even if I have circumstances that are weighing down on me, I know that I have some things for which I can be grateful, and I know I can do that. That clears the mind and energizes the soul. I can tell you that. I can do that. I know that. So I can do that. I can do that. Nobody can stop me from doing that. Let me tell you something. If you wake up in the morning and you do not know how to get in a grateful mood, I know your struggle. I know why you will struggle heavily and why depression and sadness will linger in your life, because you've not learned the power of gratitude. Bro, I know the struggle is real between you and her. Sis, between you and him. I know, mom, I know the struggle is real with them cheering them. I know, I understand that, but I am telling you, I also know the power of gratitude. And I can choose that, no matter what's happening in the world. No matter who messed it up, who's messing it up, I can be grateful because I know I have things for which I can be grateful. You know, I could walk outside my yard and literally not even have to climb, and I could twist off a coconut tree off the coconut tree, a coconut off the coconut tree, and I can cut it open. I could stick a straw in it, and I could have me first thing in the morning some coconut water, for which I can be grateful. I could do that. The second thing I could do, no matter what these other people want, no matter what these other people are trying to do, trying to get me to focus on, I know that every morning I can determine what I need. I, Shivago, Sean, Lang needs. What me and my family need, not want, need. I can determine that. Nutritious food, clean water, sound shelter. Know that? A connection with God. I talk my business now, not yours. I can determine what I need, and I can, no matter what they are trying to get me to focus on, I can pursue my needs. I have identified them. I know what they are, and I put them first, my needs. Because there's no negotiation with needs. You don't negotiate with need. No one sits around going, I wonder if I should breathe in this oxygen today. Only a person seeking to die will negotiate with that need. You don't negotiate with needs. You pursue them. You fulfill them. That's the end of that. No discussions. So you want to know how to set a priority? Set a priority on your needs. Bro, with the greatest respect to you, love you, love your politics, love your party, love your church, love you this, love you that, God bless you. But this need of mine is unfulfilled and I am in pursuit of it. You can do that. I can do that. That I can do. Ain't no question but that. I can wake up in the morning, figure out what I need, and I can pursue it. You know, many times, that's one of the reasons why, with all the things pulling on me, and lots of things too, anyone who is out there who believes I or many, anybody of us living in this world where we cruising and inheriting is everything, so forth, man, please wake up, smell the coffee, stop dreaming. But my life is simplified. With all that's going on, it is simplified by an understanding of what I need. Even emotionally, even what I need emotionally. See, there's no question in my mind that I need to remain centered. Do you know what I mean by centered? Like, so I would get agitated by obligations on me, right? The demands of projects, the financial demands, issues with family and friends, or so I would get agitation. Does is it takes me away from the thing that gives me peace. Now, what is that? In understanding that, I am limited in this world, and I can only do so much. And when I have done as much as I can do, then I should leave the rest to God's providence. And even if a thing does not turn out well for me, I am satisfied that I have done, that I am doing what I can do to make it well. When I get drawn away from that center, I have to pull myself back to that center because I need that for calm. I need that for stability. I need that for peace of mind and for goodness of heart.
So I can wake up every morning and decide, this is what I need. I know that. And if you don't listen, do an inventory. Do an inventory and ask yourself what I need. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Hey, love your spouse. Love your children. Love your friends. Love your colleagues at work. Love your party. Love your fellow parishioners. But I'm not talking about your need. I'm talking about my need. My need, N-E-E-D. That which is a requirement for my well-being. That's what I'm talking about. I don't require $1 billion for my well-being. I don't require even $1 million for my well-being. But whatever that amount is that I require is a need that I identify. It fulfills whatever obligations I have, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what I'm in pursuit of, my needs. I don't negotiate with my needs. So forgive me if my needs supersede your demands upon me to fulfill your wants. You know, mommy, let me tell you something, daddy, listen to me. Sometimes, in a moment, you have to say to your kids, I understand you want daddy, mommy's attention right now, and I'm happy to give it to you. I have to be about something. And when I'm done, I shall come to you. So if you don't mind, you could go upstairs or go outside or do whatever it is you'll do. And when I am ready, I will give you a call. And you take care of you. Sometimes that need is merely to stop the world and get off. Yeah, they sing a song and say, stop the world and let me up. No, don't ask nobody to stop the world and let you up. You stop it and go sit on your couch, go lay down in your bed. Or whatever. You know, when this happened to me for the first time, I was stunned, quite frankly, at the result. It is and was typical of me to I'll come from outside, out where I've been working from work. I'm exhausted. So it's typical for me to go in my man cave, I call it, at my den, and sit on my couch, turn on my TV and watch things because I figured that was relaxing. And one day, I'm not sure what prompted it, but it's something that prompted it. Said, you know, okay, so when you go home, as exhausted as you are, walk straight inside, go upstairs, take a shower, and then go lay down in your bed. You know, the very first time I did that was around 6 o'clock. And the next time I saw myself, it was 6 o'clock the following morning. And it was refreshing. And so I don't do it all the time, but I basically make a habit of it now. Because again, the television is an attention getter. That's what it's designed to do. It is one of the most powerful tools in our world. And I know it. And it has worked its magic on me. I mean, it gets my attention. Now, the things for which it gets my attention, I don't find utterly useless, but it gets my attention. And I like a TV. I like to watch TV, right? But I recognize the power it has. But it is also powerful to be able to know, be quiet, stillness, and I go and get that. And so that's my point. So I wake up in the morning with a heart of gratitude. Let me be honest about it. And I mean this.
So I wake up in the morning and I'm determined to be grateful. Determined to be grateful. But sometimes you just wake up in the morning, you just won't get to a thing because your head is, you're anxious about this and you know this needs to be done and that needs to be done and the work requires this and work requires that. You need to read this document, you need to read that document. And so that's on your mind. You just want to get up out of bed and get to it, right? And no. And sometimes you wake up in the morning and you're agitated, angry about this, sad about that, and you're thinking about, well, what I could have done differently, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. No, but I know that I have to. I'm determined to be grateful. So that's the first thing. Right? And so, and then I am determined to identify what do I need to do today. Can any of you, I'm not talking about you, but it may well be true for you. Any of you is the most important thing I can do in any given day. The most important thing. And this is literally true. This is my life. And I have to make my brain be aware of it when I wake up in the morning. And because of it, no matter what is going on, I can go to it. And that is, please, I'm not trying to be anything. I'm seriously telling you, because this is how we are here on the show, right? I'm telling you what it comes to. I literally believe the most important thing I could do in any day is pray. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. That wasn't, I've been what you would call a Christian who has been a Christian. I'm talking about an active Christian from I was about 14, 15 years old, right? And I always understood that prayer was a part of Christian life, right? But I never, ever approached prayer the way I approach prayer now for a long time, and even my, in quote, Christian life. Now, the most important thing I could do. I can't imagine any of you who would have an audience with the most powerful, the most wealthy, the most the sharpest mind on planet Earth wouldn't be fascinated to have that kind of audience. And that's exactly what I have to make my mind understand when I get on my knees to pray. Bro, you are doing the most critically important thing you can do today. Because think about it. You are going to have a conversation with the Creator, the most powerful, the most intelligent, sentient being ever. This is a convincing I have to do with my mind. So I'm not even telling you all this is natural. I'm making my mind get on board with me on this. And yeah, you know, and listen, can I tell you, even as I'm doing that, I am struggling with, but listen, man, you don't even hear from him. You don't see him. You don't really know, blah, blah. You know, and I have to tell my mind, no, that's true. We believe. And how do I know him down? Pray into that which we don't know, but believe. That's how come I know. I believe. And that's all it is. And that's good enough for me right now is belief. I'm being driven by now by belief. And guess what? I'm not concerned about that. You know why? Because the scripture says, they that come unto God must first believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek him. And so I can tell my brain all of this stuff. So, but I believe that's the most critical thing I could do in any day. And ain't nobody stop me from doing that. Even if they pass a law, they can't stop me from doing that. Right? So I can know what I need and I can pursue my needs. Then, secondly, no matter what's happening in the world, no matter what Mr. Trump and them are doing, no matter what our politics is doing or saying, no matter what our economy is doing or saying, I could wake up every morning and determine, thank God for freedom. This is for freedom. This is what freedom looks like. I could determine what I want. I don't have to want what you tell me to want. I don't have to want what you persuade me to want. I don't want what everybody else wants. I can determine what I want. And sometimes I don't want nothing. I can determine that too. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Babe! The car?
I ain't marsh the car. The lady run into me marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Hey, Uncle Pat, where you going?
I going by Mayor's Pancake Place.
You're not going for pancakes 7 o'clock in the evening?
Yeah, that is close 8, but I ain't only getting pancake. Junior want a mango barbecue burger. Nadia want a honey garlic wings and fries. Justin want chicken and waffles. And Grammy want and rice.
Shit is so...
And more. In fact, Sunday gone, we had steam oxtail, crab and rice, and coleslaw with ice cream and snow cone for dessert.
I go on the Nays with you.
Well, let's go then.
I'm coming now.
Nays Pancake Place, serving breakfast all day, lunch and dinner too. Located behind Sunshine Laundromat, next to the fire station on Settlers Way. Call 351-5456 to place your order today. That's Nays Pancake Place. Pancake Place.
I'm coming now.
Along come a Bohemian mountain on his plate. He act like he never eat before and he didn't eat no more. He had 5 pieces of chicken, macaroni and cheese.
You're a builder. You want to give your client the best material at the best prices, and you need to put food on the table. Well, check out these prices at Pinder Enterprises. 5/8 pressure-treated roofing ply starting at $36.68 includes VAT. By the way, all these prices include VAT. Gray Select Water Shield, 134.20 a roll. Felt, 15 pounds, 16.50, 30 pounds, 19.80. Owens Corning Duration Shingles and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of Roof Cement, $33.47. When it comes to screwing and nailing, Pinder got you covered. He got every nail and screw you could possibly need.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not take a stand. Everybody.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I have a text says, hello, Mr. Lang, as a regular listener to your show, thank you for this timely topic today. Could you please, when you're unavailable, have this as one of your main repeat replays for the remainder of 2025? Many thanks. So I thank you for that. I was hoping it was being helpful to be. I hope so. I mean, I hope. Remember, the issue is clarity of mind. When you are caught in a mentally demanding, some might even suggesting, set of circumstances,
Your salvation is in your clarity of mind, understanding what is important, what it is you need, what it is you want. That's what's important. That's what's important. What do you need? What do you want? See, they know what they need, or they know what they want, or at least they're trying to get you to want what they want because it helps them, and ain't nothing wrong with that. That's them. That's what they're doing. But you need to navigate the world ensuring that you are about the business of ensuring that your needs are met. And not that other people don't get their wants met, you know. It's just that you also know what your want is. Now, some people like, and I can't, nobody can tell you what you want. Right? Now, let me tell you all something. You gotta be careful. You gotta be careful. Because you can become so accustomed to attending to the wants of others that you literally, in fact, it could be that you co-opt their want as your want. And if that's okay with you, that's okay with you. But it could happen. Women get caught in this a lot. With power, well, with men in their lives who they regard as powerful or dominating or controlling, or, you know, who are out there, right? Really, you know, they get a sense that I have been moving all along and I disappeared. And now all there is and was ever was you. And sometimes they want differently, but they don't know. Now, men can get caught up in that too, because they get a powerful women that they are contending with too, who are out there. They could be superstar this and superstar that, or powerful politically and all that. Women, I'm talking about women, and their men could feel that way. But it's important for each person to understand what they want. See, you may not be able to get what you want. You can do a proper analysis of why you're not getting it, as opposed to presuming that it is so because these people are keeping me from it. And all you then do is create bitterness in yourself. When in fact, nobody was keeping you from it. You never even had clarity about it and never were even in pursuit of it. Right, you can't tell people you gave up something for them if there was never something you were pursuing. Right? That don't make no sense. But if you were clear that this was what I wanted, you communicated that and you gave that up for something, then that's a sacrifice and that's a different ball of wax altogether. Right? So knowing what you want is important. See, so let me give you an example. I give you all a practical example because this might take you home. So a candidate comes to my door campaigning this election. I know what that candidate wants. I know. What you mean? I know what he wants, she wants. They want me to give them my vote. What else are you coming to my house for if you're a candidate in an election? I know what you want. You want to get in office. I'm not going to be presumptuous about why you're trying to get to thinking, oh, you just want to get into her power. No, I'm not that. That's nonsense. But the most beautifully holistic motivation to get in of any soul on planet Earth. I don't know that. And I'm not trying to get in your heart to know that, right? But I know you want my vote. So I'm clear on at least one thing. They want my vote. The question is, what do I want? I'm not going to get mad now. I have to know what I want in relation to what he or she is seeking to do. So my wanting a job, my even needing a job, my wanting a business, or my want, that God is not absolutely connected to what this person has come to me for. That's my personal little something, 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 right? But this person is trying to get into the Parliament of the Bahamas to pass laws. Do I know what I want in any law in the Bahamas? Or for any law in the Bahamas? Do I know? But the truth of the matter is, I don't know. I probably just need to sit there and listen, because I shouldn't be having a conversation with that person, because I don't know what I want. I know what she wants, but I don't know what I want. I didn't even think about it. And that's okay. That's not even, that's you shouldn't feel bad about it. You should just repent and go and think about it. What do I want from this person? They're going to be a lawmaker. They want to be the government. So what things do lawmakers do? What things do government do that I want from them? If you don't know that, tell them, listen, can you come back and see me another time, please? But don't start with all this negative, nasty thinking about people because you're frustrated because you don't know what you want from them, or the thing you want for them, don't want nothing to do with them. They are not to pay your mortgage. Oh, sugar. When your mind is clear, let me tell you all something. Can I tell you all something? She promised, you have to promise me you don't tell anybody. Don't tell no politician. Don't tell no politician Chicago line told you this. What happens on Z Live stays on Z Live. Don't tell nobody I tell you all this. No politician. One of the most transformative experiences a politician can have is to end up in a conversation with a clear mind. Let me say it again. To a politician, to encounter a voter with a clear mind. Transformative. They will never be the same after that encounter, especially if they are not a clear-minded politician or candidate. There are some voters who are so clear on what is needed in the country by the government, what they desire in the country by the government, that when they talk to a person who came to BS them, they like, are you serious? And they will check them right on the spot. And for the politician who is aware, the politician who is seeking to grow, they would be like, wow, I will never do that again. So I had an experience once where when I was campaigning in Fort Charlotte, I wanted that, I had written down in Fort Charlotte. I rally and thought that they could help. But I set up a meeting with a guy who had a real influence in one of the communities there in Fort Charlotte. Real influence, right? And when we set up the meeting for a certain time, when I got there, I was late. I think I was about half hour to 45 minutes late. And I started whining to him about all this was happening. And that was happening. You know what he said to me? This is a clear-minded voter. He said, Mr. Lang, he said, you are a leader. He said, and the people who are looking to you are not looking to you to help you carry your burdens. They are looking to you to help them carry theirs. I was like, wait 1 minute up in here. He says, so man, brother,
be honest, like really save it, man, and be focused on what these people are trying to get you to do for them. This a fella, this guy was in a university graduate. This guy was no seasoned politician. He was what we would call a street guy with real influence. And man, he woke me right up. These people are not here to help you carry your burdens. You know, politicians do that. Oh, you know, I've got to go to this meeting. I always have to go to this. And, you know, these folks want this and that. No, them people ain't interested to hear that, bro. You put yourself out there as leader. So clarity of mind is important in this time. It is the kind of clarity that allows me. I mean, you know, sometimes if I'm watching TV and flipping through YouTube and I see Trump this, or I see this one that or the next thing, it is that is not what I need right now. Move on. Start watching a sitcom and hear something as, no. You know, like right now, I really could use a laugh. Yeah, I my soul needs some lightning to get lighter. I need a laugh, a good, decent, wholesome laugh. And I'm clear-minded enough about that. And I do that, and it makes a difference. I don't even need this TV right now. You know what I need? I need to go walk outside and sit down on my outside stone chair and just sit there. That's what I need. Clarity of mind does that. When I'm troubled, clarity of mind is able to say, Shivago, you know, your brain is racing. Your mind is racing. It's attending to all these different things that's going on. And really, in truth, what you need is single focus. And so let's do that. And so whatever the object is, whatever the thing is, I have a conversation with the divine. Or I have a conversation with my own heart. Because I know what I need. And that's what clarity of mind helps us through. Not avoid, find challenge, but to be able to approach it and approach them with a different kind of attitude. Because I don't know about you, but I hate feeling frustrated. I hate feeling agitated. I hate feeling sad. I hate feeling angry. I hate feeling disgusted. I don't like them feelings. I want to feel joy and calm and contentment, peace. That's what I want to feel. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-77.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon for these remaining moments of the show. By the way, the University of the Bahamas' Board of Trustees has announced that it has chosen the next president of the University of the Bahamas. Effective 1st July 2025, Dean III will become the president of the University of the Bahamas. Dr. Blaine is currently serving as the senior executive and director of the Center for Leadership Education, Advancement and Development, and the Center for Municipal Practice, National League of Cities, based in Washington, D.C. And so for all those who may have been following exercise of finding the next president of the university, Dr. Robert Blaine shall be that person. And I'm sure you will hear much more about this from the university and from him. And so there you go, a new era in the presidential leadership of the university begins come July 1. Clarity of mind. Clarity of mind. Mental struggle is. I mean, when I say that, I mean, you know what it is to be vexed by hard choices, to be plagued by negative circumstances that you can't seem to alter for the moment. I know what it is to be up till 12, 1, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, agonizing over what to do, where to go to next, how to get it done, how to get this done, and so forth and so forth, and have your mind ruminating on things, just ruminating. I know what that's like. It's not pleasant. I know what fear is. I know what fear is. And fear is the great demon. That's the great demon that we have to fight. Most things that we feel in a negative way is rooted in fear. Most things. Anxiety, really anxiety, rooted in fear. I know I have truly experienced what it is to conquer the mind in moments of struggle. I know when it happens. I know when it happened. You know, mind, you just got taken down. Yes, sir. I took you down just now. I literally know what that is like. I know what it feels like. As I thought about this speech, I couldn't help but remember the final time I heard our parted colleague, former chaplain superintendent Christy Wright. His senior Selim gave his final communication to this body, What is this? What is this? What is this? What is this? Oh, I'm sorry. This, I don't know. So, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I saw your message. Oh, sorry. That's someone different. I was like, what? Yes. So I actually know what that's like. I mean, so, and you know what is great is when you accomplish it, you now are picking up a skill that you can practice. And each time you are confronted that way, you know what to do. And I know what the struggle for me. It is amazing. And you are listening to me. Tell me if you all don't know this to be true. You want to think a different way. You want to believe a different way. You want to feel. But do you recall how it is as if you are fighting yourself to turn yourself around? But it can be done. We make the creatures of habits. But habits can be undone. And we can overcome. And as things get more and more weird, as things get more and more selfish and nasty and complicated and just outright stupid, you hear me? Foolish. Watch it. Watch and see. As you sit around and think to yourself, so for real? And see all the on borders with the stupidity. Just remember, what I need to maintain now is clarity of mind. I don't have to succumb to that stuff. I don't have to succumb to all that stuff. What I just have to do is stay focused. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us today. I trust you have a wonderful evening. God spares life. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a good evening.